Yochid. The Chayim on a Keva, Tanimim, or Bali Mumin. The Ruwa Din, it could be a Zacha on a Keva, or Tam, or even a Bali Mumin is also fit. Now, how do we know even Bali Mumin? In the brackets here we have the Yamama, we learned Tamus, the Zacha, the Behema. There's only a parish of Tanimus, and the Zacha only by Behema. But the Ein Tamus, the Zichus, the Eifus, by the Kabonis of an Eif, there's no enough communion between a Zacha and a Keva. Or even a Baal Mum, or Eifes, the kosher, as long as they're not Mechusra and Eva. Now over here, the Yiskish Behem Ali Yaif, Tinimim or Baal Mum, here by Noyach, it's Mashmi brought in called Behemah, for Chol Eif, Nikol Eif, Mashmi that the Din Eif applies to Behemah also, that it could be from a Zohar or an Ekeva, or even a Baal Mum. So I call for them our Jewish thing where we start from now, that Lafuke Mechusra Eva. The way that the only thing that's possible to bring on a bomber, the Shas Merech was only Mechusar Evram. Sometimes by an oif there's a tzul of Mechusar Evram if a whole Eva was missing from the oif. The same thing by the Hamer also. If it would be missing a whole limb, a whole leg or arm, it would be possibly brought for causing. Now the more explains this. Omer Ablaza, Ablaza Taka says, Minayin, how do we know even this much? Minayin la Mechusar Evram, Shenesel of Nei Noyach. How do we know that by Bnei Noyach? By Kabonis before the Mitzgun. How do we know you know how to bring it if the behemoth is missing a limb? Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says here, by the marble, by the Teva, or Mikol HaChai, Mikol Bosa, that bring animals that are called Chai and Mikol Bosa. What does this mean to say? Om Luther, the Torah says, Habor behemoth Shechayim Rosh Yavon Shalom. Bring your behemoth, bring the behemoth into the Teva. Which behemoth? The behemoth that are Chayim Rosh Yavorim Shalom. If the main Yavorim is all the Yavorim of the body are still there, meaning the behemoth should not be a Mechusar Evram. Because if it's a Mechusar Evram missing a limb, then it's possible for Korban. So Moses says, maybe no, maybe from this Pasuk of Nikol HaChai, Nikol Bosom, the Dilma Lamute Treifam. Maybe the Pasuk is only come to say you can't use an animal, that's a Treifam. Maybe Treifam is worse. But the animal is just a Mechusar Evram, but not a Treifam, maybe it's kosher. Someone says no. For who? That's that I know that a trace was possible for Korban, Melechayis Zeran Afkam. But the Pasuk says also the behemoths that came into the Teva, the ones that came in 7-7, that were supposed to be used for Korbanis, the Pasuk says Melechayis Zera, they have to be such animals that could have children. Meaning Lafuke, Traces, a Trefam, cannot have children. Someone says that depends. That's a Machlekes in Chulin. Hanicha, this is good, Leman, the Yama, Treifa, and your Ledis. If you tell me a behemoth that's a Treifa, cannot give birth, very good. Then from this Pasuk of Melechayis Zera, I know it can't be a Treifa. But Elo, Leman, the Yama, according to Leman, the Yama, that holds, Treifa, your Ledis, yes, a behemoth that's a Treifa, could give birth. Is so Michael Men, what can you say then? On the Chur, maybe, the Pasuk has only come in Lafuki, a Treifa. But maybe even though it's a Mechusar Evram, as long as it's not a Treifa, maybe the animal is fit for Korban by a Bama. Someone says, no, Omakho, the Pasuk says, Itcho v'donim l'cho, that the animals that came into the Teva had to be like Noach. In other words, question to me is just like Noach, was a Tam, was not a Treifa, who are then the animals that are coming in, should only be Chayim and not Treifa. Someone says, no, maybe no, the Duma maybe Noach Gufa Treifa Evi. Maybe Noach himself was a Treifa. And therefore the Pasuk says bring in animals like Noach, maybe Takin means to bring in Treifas. The first thing my answer is no. Tumim Ksivu, it says by Noach, Noach is Tum. So it says he was a Tumim. He was a Tum, a complete person, not a Treifa. The Pasuk says no, the Duma Tumim Drachas. Maybe it just means to say his ways of actions that he did, he acted like a Tumimus. The Gemara says, no, tzaddik tzaddik. It also says about Noach that he was a tzaddik. So that means that his actions were righteous. So what do you mean to say, tamim for? The Gemara says, no, the Dilma still, maybe both of them, tamim the drachas and tzaddik the myself. Both words of tamim and tzaddik just means to say his actions were doing well. He was doing mitzvahs, not averus. But who says that it means that Noach himself was really a tam and not a traitor? Maybe Taki was a Treifa, and the Pasuk is saying, bring in animals like you that are also Treifas. Someone says that can be, that's not a smother. Because he, Salka, Dai, Tachif, even the Talmud, I think, can say, that the Noyach Gufa Treif Eze, that's true. Noyach Tark was really Treif, and so, Mi Komal and Noyach, Tekavosach Ayom, Shleimim Leitayim, Zereni Svarim, that the Torah should be saying, listen, the behemoths you bring in, they should only be like you, even if you want to send Noyach with a Treifim. If you want to come with the Torah saying, only bring in animals that are Treifim, and not animals that are Chayim, it doesn't make sense. So rather, the prophet means to say, bring in animals like you, Noyach, meaning just like you're a Tum, just like you're not a Treifim, who are then the animals should also not be Treifim. So the kids say, we know not to bring in a Treifim to the word Yitzchah. So what do you do with the other psukim of Mikol HaChai? Mikol HaChai is to say the animal should not be a Mechusar Eva. An animal that is Mechusar Eva is not fit for carbon. Now the Gemara says, U'miyachad dinaf kalon me'itcho. Once we learn out from the Pasuk of Itcho that the animals had to be like Noyach, they come to teach us that they should not be traces, they have to be tamimim, is that nanatim, they have to be chayim, not traces. If so, lechay yuzer olamli, why do I need the prophet to say that the animals have to be able to have children also? I know that once I know they can't be a trace from, I know that also. The man says no. Now the term I would have thought to say itcha. True, the animals have to be like you, that they should not be traces. But maybe it's enough, lechav sobi yalma. Maybe it's enough just to be a companion for you Noyach in the teva. In other words, maybe even a filu zokein, maybe even an older animal that can't give birth. Asinosaurus, the one that can't have children, maybe even such an animal also could come in. Kamashla, that's the chiddush of the prophet to know, but the chayyah zeram, that not only do the animal, should the animals not be traces, but they have to be young animals fit to have children. Those are the animals who were brought into the teva. So the kicks of this, how we learn out, you said that the Bryce said before, that all the behemoths were kosher to be brought on a bomo before Okav HaMishkan. Now it also said before, Tahirim Abolei Tameyim. It could only be a behemoth that's tall, and not a behemoth that's Tameyim. So Mori asked the question, will me have a Tameyim with Tahirim to Ish also? Like before Matan Torah, they didn't have the mitzvahs yet. So what was the difference between a behemoth Tahirim and a behemoth Tameyim? They didn't have any behemoth Tameyim yet. Because that's only after Matan Torah. So not before? So the Gemara is, Amr Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni, Amr Rav Jameson, May Oysan Shmuel Nevda ben Avera. Means to say, Behemoth Tanei, at that time means, Behemoth, or Behemoth Torah means, Behemoth that did not do an Avera at that time, meaning they did not live with another min. So what is the list? Mino Hevi Yoda, how do they know it? How did Noach know which animal lived with another min, did an Avera, and which one did not? So my answer is, Kedid Av Chizda. The Yom Rav Chizda has even the Pnei HaTeva that all the animals were brought like in front of the Teva. And what happened was, Kol Sha Teva Kol Tosan V'yidu V'shuto. If the Teva took them in, let the animal in, that's the proof that that was the Behemoth Teva. And that Teva Kol Tosan, if the Teva did not accept them, then V'yidu V'shem Temeyim, that was the proof to say that they were Temeyim, they were not fit to be brought for carbon. The kitzur that I knew it was sounds like a little bit of a mess that the animals that Teva brought in, those were Torim, and the animals that were not let in were Tameim. Rabbi Yavua Omar, he says like this, and Omar called the Pesach says, the Haboyim Zochar and the Keva, that came into the Teva were Zochar and the Keva. So he dashed Haboyim Eleim, means they came in by themselves. And Rashi says it was a nest line. And the Choleisim Shabor and the Teva, they Eleim Bo, they came by themselves. Well then, he could write some Shavuot, Shiva, Yidua, Shane Tehran. The animals that came 7-7, Noyach knew those were Behemoth Tehran, that they'll be fit to for carbon. But the ones that only came Shnayim, he knew those were Tanayim. So that's how we knew which ones were Tehran, which ones were Tanayim. That's the cloud, even though all Behemoth were Kosher and Abomra, that had to be a Behemoth Tehran and not a Behemoth Tanayim. Omama, what did we say before? The Hakol, Korvu Oilei, that all the animals that were brought before Hakamas HaMishkan were only a Korvan Oilei. So Mar makes a Diyak, Oilei in Shlomim Loi. So what are you telling me now? That in the Midbolite, or before the Hakamas HaMishkan, they only brought the Korvan Oilei and not a Korvan Shlomim. So what's the question? I says in Shemais, I have worked here by Yizbuchu Zvokin, Shlomim Lashem, Torim, Chorus of Kili, that their daughter called Mishlamim. Like he says, Yizuch was walking Mishlamim, the Sinai, Koydim HaKomis HaMishkanavi. This was by Har Sinai, it says this. So how could you say until they made the Komis HaMishkan, they only brought Olus and not Mishlamim? So Moshe said, Elohim, like this, I said like this rather, Elohim, HaKurl Korvu Olus, Hushlamim, Enechnami, all the Kabbalists that were brought before HaKomis HaMishkan was either an Olus or Mishlamim, Enechnami, Mishlamim also. The Moshe says, no, it can't be. The time we learned of Mishlamim Loi, Tiyim Olus, that they only brought the Korban Olus and not a Korban Mishlamim. So again, Olus in Mishlamim Loi. So what do we do with this prophet that says, Vayizuch Hozvachim Shlomim Lashem, Shlomim Lashem? So what it says, Kiman Diyom Ola Korv Mishlamim B'nei Noyach. I think it goes according to Man Diyom that holds that B'nei Noyach did not bring Shlomim. As Rashi says, what it means to say is, HaKreel means like this, that Bein Yisroel, Bein Levnei Noyach, was Korvu Oilus, Enechnami. At the beginning, they only brought a Korban Oilus. Avol Shlomim Le Korvu Levnei Noyach. But Bnei Noyach never brought a Shlomim. Only Yom Mishas Matan Torah, Bahasin of Amman Torah, Shenivchu Yisroel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chose Klal Yisroel, then Korvu Lehem Shlomim. Enechnami, before that Korban HaMishkan, there was a Korban Shlomim. But it's no fear what we said before talking about Bnei Noyach, that Bnei Noyach, all the Kabbalists that were brought before Har Sinai were only Olos and not Shlomim. And through this process that says Har Sinai, that Yisroch was walking Shlomim is good, that the Shas to a Nifcha to be Klal Yisroel, then they had a right to be in the Klal Shlomim. The Mor says, command the Yom will go now, that my Korv was Shlomim Bnei Noyach, that Bnei Noyach should not bring a Shlomim. Yisroch learned like this, it's a Machlokes. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yosi Bacharina, that Chandama once says, Korvu Shlomim Bnei Noyach. Yes, the Bnei Noyach, even before Man Torah, they also were able to bring a Korvu Shlomim. But the Chandama once says, Lo Korvu, no, they did not bring, that before Man Torah, they did not bring Shlomim, only Yonah. Now, what's the Machlokes Talmidim? My time of the Man Yama, Korvu Shlomim Bnei Noyach. What's on the Man Yama that says, yes, Bnei Noyach did bring a Shlomim? The Chiddush says in the Pesach, the Hevel Hevi, Gamu Medchoris Tzoynoi, Unichabayim. That Hevel also brought a Korban from the best of his train, Unichabayim. Much of the Korban that he brought, he only burnt the Yemurim, only the fat, and not the rest of the Bosa. And so, what type of a Korban was that? A Zeil Dov, what type of a Korban is it? Shechel by Korah, the Gabi Mizbeach, the Yain Kula Korah, Gabi Mizbeach, that he only burned the Yemurim on the Mizbeach, and not the rest of the Bosa on the Mizbeach. Heavy Yom is this Shlomim, the Chur comes out, this is a Korban Shlomim. So Chur, you see, Hevel brought a Korban Shlomim. That's the Rav that even occurred in Matan Torah before they got a Shem Klal Yisroel, also they brought Shlomim. Now, my time, what's the reason that our Man B'Yoma, my time of the Man B'Yoma, like Korban, Riyot No B'nei Noyach, did not bring a Shlomim, only a Korban Eilam. The Chesed says in the Pesach, where we trust in, Hovoi Taiman. Means wake up people that are from the north, and come to the south. What does that mean to say? Tisnaya Umar Shemaiseh B'Tzofen. Wake up this Umar. Like up until now, like before her Komas HaMishkan, the Kabbalah were only Korban Eilu, which was supposed to be brought like Kachi Kadoshim as it didn't soften on it. But Tavoya Umar Shemaiseh B'Tzofen Uvedon. And you come now, Rashi says, the Haimi Yisrael Shemakrizen Eilus Islamim. Klai Yisrael, like after Man Torah, then they had a right to even bring Korban Shlomim, which is brought on Dorim. That's as positive as Mashmah, before Klal Yisrael, he only had Maisim of Tzof and only Oros in Ashramim. So the Gemara, but Omar Nami of Sivu Mechabehim, how could you say that before Matan Torah, there was no Shlomim, it says by Hevel, he brought from his fat Mashmoni the Yemurim, which was a Korban Shlomim. Gemara says, no, it just means Shamnehem Ditu, just means he brought from the fat one, a good fat Korban Eilam, but not a Korban Shlomim. That the Gemara Omar Nami Yoksev Uri Tzofen Ayat Smash Moso, that before Matan Torah he only had a Korban Eilu and not a Korban Shlomim. The Gemara says, no, that's Pasek. Who the Kibbutz Goliath who this is? That's talking about Kibbutz Goliath, not talking about Kabbonis that have brought in Dorim or Tzofen a Korban Eilu, not a Korban Shlomim. It's not talking about Kabbonis. It's not Yom Yisrael Chanami. Even Kaidim Matan Torah they had a Korban Shlomim. Here the Pasek is just talking about Kibbutz Goliath. The Rashi says, Rokhi Korban. Uri, wake up, Ruach Tzofonis, the north side. Or Vol Ruach Remes, let it come the south side. Lekabit Goliath, Ruach Tzofonis, to collect all the people that are spread out over the world. So the Gemara Ayvok said, the Pasuk says, Vayoyme Moshe, Moshe said to Paro, Gamato Titkin Vyodainus Vochim Vyonis, Vyasinu Lashem Lokeinu, that you'll also give us animals that will bring a korban, Zvochim Vyonis. So what's the double notion of Zvochim Vyonis? So Zvochim means, Rashi says, Haim Shlamin, and the Kurd in Matan Torah, Kula B'nei Noach, before Matan Torah by Paro Mitzrayim, the Yom Haradin of B'nei Noach. So it's Mashma, even before Matan Torah, they did bring Zvochim in, which means Shlamin, and then Vyonis. Someone says, no, Zvochim Liachila means you have to give us kabonis, so you'll give us animals that we'll eat from. Vyonis means like Rava, Venachna means only a korban oila and not a korban shlamim. Because Gemara Ivok said, the Pasuk says, Vayikach Yisroi, Chaisa Moshe oila, who is Rochim. He took an oila and it's Rochim. So oila means he brought a korban oila, and Rochim means he brought a korban shlamim. So who are here, talking about Koydim Matan Torah, he had a dinner with B'nai Nayach. She said, they brought shlamim. Gemara says, no, I'll tell you who, Vayachah Matan Torah, who this is, that's what it says by Yisroi, the korban shlamim that he brought, is after Matan Torah. After they had a shame B'nai Yisrael, they're not called B'nai Nayach anymore. So Moshe says, no, it depends on the Machlokes. Honich, this is a very good man, the Yoma, that Yisroi, Acha, Matan Torah, Hoya. If you say Yisroi first showed up, after Matan Torah, it's very good. They had a shame B'nai Yisrael already. It's good why he was able to bring a Korban from him. But El Laman, the Yoma, that Yisroi, Kodim, Matan Torah, Hoya. That the mice with Yisroi, the way Pasha says in the Psukim, that Yisroi came before Matan Torah, is Ma'ikul Leima. How was he able to bring a Korban from him? I only had a dinner for B'nai Nayach. The Yitzchok has learned as a Machlokes. Says the name of the Chiyah of Yeshua ben Levi, it's a Machlokes. Chadam, one of them says, Yisroi Koydim Matan Torah Hoya. Yisroi was before Matan Torah. The Chadam, one says, no, Yisroi was after Matan Torah Hoya. He was after Matan Torah. So the man, the Yom, Yisroi Koydim Matan Torah Hoya. And the Chanami, I say this man, the Yom, here, Ksav Rehob, that we had before, Shlomim. Hek Rivu, B'nai Nayach, and the Chanami, that he holds Taka, B'nai Noach were able to bring Shlomim. And just as we had the Machlokes before, Enechanami, this man Yoma that says that Yisroi came before Matan Torah, that says clearly that he brought a Korban Shlomim, he'll ask all that Enechanami, B'nai Noach were able to bring Korban Shlomim. The more like it says, Kitanoi, there's a Machlokes Anoyim. The Pasuk says, Vayishma Yisroi, Koyei Midyan, that Yisroi heard, and that's what came and made him be Mizgayim. The question is, Mashmu Hashem Abo, then Nizgayim, what did Yisro hear that made him come and be Nizgayim? So it's not like it. That Yeshua Oymer Melchemes Amolek Shema, that he heard the Melchemes Amolek, meaning before Matan Torah he came. Shreik Sid Bishida said right next to it, Vayechlash Yeshua Samolek, Vyasamol Efichorov, the Mashmu right here to Amolek, that's what made Yisro come to be Nizgayim. Even before Matan Torah. We have Lezar, my Doyen, and all, Matan Torah Shema Bo, that Yisro heard about the Matan Torah. That's what made him come to be Mizgayim. His soul first came into Matan Torah. Shekeshanit no Torah Yisrael, because when Torah was given to Klai Yisrael, Hoy Yikoy Loi, the curve of the Torah of the Sarah, the Dibrois, Hoy Lach Misoy, Hoy Lom Yat Toysoy. The words of Hashem were going throughout the whole world, and everybody was able to hear it. And the Chol Malchay Erzi Chavim, all the kings of the Goyet, all the nations, Ach Zosam Roda, the Echaleim, and each one's palace, they became scared fifth. The Omru Shira, and they all started to say Shira to Hashem. Shemar the Pasuk says, Uvehecholoi, means in their own palaces, Kule Eimer, Kovoi, that they all gave cover to Hashem. And what happened then? Niskamsu Kule Meitzo Bilam Arosha. All the Goyim, all the kings came to Bilam Arosha. The Omru, and they said to him, Ma Kel Amrein Asher Shemano, what's the noise, this tumult we hear going on now? Shema, maybe she would be afraid that Mabul Yerman, maybe HaKadosh Baruch was bringing again a Mabul on the world. So Bilam answered back and says, no, the Pasuk says, Hashem Lamabul Yoshev. Then Amalahem, that Hashem said, and Vayoshev Hashem El Chiyolam, that means Kva Nishpa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shein Nevi Mabul Yerman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already swore that he will never again bring a Mabul, bring a flood on the world. So Kempi is bringing a flood now. All the life, they said back to Bilam, maybe Mabul Shemayim Mein, it may be true. He swore that he would not bring again a flood of water. Havo Mabul Shaleish Mevi, but maybe now he's bringing a flood of fire to destroy the world. Shinevah, the Pasuk says, Kine Be'esh Hashem Nishmat, Hashem is being judging in fire. So Amalem, Bilam answered back, no. Kva Nishpa Sheinamashka Kobasa, HaKadosh Baruch already swore that he would not destroy all mankind. And so, Ma'akil Amun Hazir, so what is this big noise that Tumul we're hearing now? Sheshemanu, is Amalem. So Bilam told all the Goyim that Chemda Toivo Yeshla Bebeis Kinozov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a tremendous treasure that he had in his base kinozov, in his treasury. Shoyfa Genuz exploit, it was hidden by him, treasured by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tov Kuf Ayin Dalet. That means 974 Doiris. 974 generations, Kodim Shenivra Olam. Before Hashem created this world, he already had the Torah 974 generations before that Hashem created the world. That's always the pshat that Estako B'Yeraiso Bori Alma, the blueprint of this world, was the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah, that was 974 Doiris before he created the world. That's when he created the world. Obikesh and now Bishas Hashina by Kabbalah Sapira, Obikesh Litton Labanov. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give his Torah to Klai Yisrael. Shneva, the Pasuk says, Hashemoy Ziyamo Yitain, is Miyad right away, Toshko Kulam Yomru. All the Goyim, all the Goyish kings, all the kings of the nation said, Hashem Yivorach Hashem Abashalom, the old guy praised Shiva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So kids, that's the Machlokes, exactly when the Noach, when was Yisrael of Gaia, Kodem Anter or afterwards. Now another Shittur is, Reb Lezer right now, Kriyas Yamsuf Shomo Bo, what made Yisrael come to be Miss Gaia when he heard about the Kriyas Yamsuf. Shinema, the Pasuk says, Vayhi Kishumaya Kol Malchei HaMuri. When they heard about the Kriyas Yamsuf, that's what got them all afraid. So when Yisrael also, when he heard about the Kriyas Yamsuf, that's what made him come to be Mizgayim. The Mora says, V'yaf Rochav Azayna, even Rochav Azayna also, Omer L'shluchi Yeshua, she also told over to the messengers, the spies of Yeshua, that Ki Shemanu Es Asher Hoizes Hashem Es Me'yamsuf, that our nations also heard about the way Hashem made a Kriyas Yamsuf, and that's what got them all afraid. But the Mora Ma'ishin also Makam over the Yom, it says, L'hoye B'moid Ruach, they're not going to have any Ruach, anything to stand against Hashem. Well, my shnach, how come over here it says to come up with come oid ruach vish? How come a ruach of it says that no ruach stood by men anymore? What does that mean to say?